What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, the organizer for the upcoming Sweet and Sticky and Dicky Rib Cook-Off, we have Chrissy Cardis joining us. And Chrissy, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me once again.
Well, we appreciate the time. Always glad to talk to you and talk about the wonderful Sweet and Sticky and Dicky event coming up here, the 12th annual on Saturday, July 10th. And Chrissy, this started out for a wonderful cause and has continued to go on and raise money for a big need in the community, right?
Yes, that is correct. It started 12 years ago in memory of a family friend in our area in Dickey that had passed away, and he used Hospice of the Red River Valley at the end of his life, and he said that they were amazing, and if anyone ever raised money for him, it should go straight to them, because they made it easy for him to just be comfortable, and all the family members that have used Hospice in our area have continuously said they are amazing, and they deserve this. So we work really hard every year, once a year for them. And we have raised almost $50,000 in the last 11 years for them. So, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it has been quite amazing. And what a fun way to do it. It's a big community celebration in his memory and raising that money for Hospice of the Red River Valley, which many people may be aware of. And Chrissy, this is a good chance for people to come out and test their mettle and their grilling skills, right?
Yes, we like those newbies. We like the ones that have been cooking for 20 years. We love it all. We want people to come. We have people that will deep fry their ribs. They have, you know, we have charcoal smokers. We have electric smokers. We have regular gas grills. Whatever you like to do, we enjoy having you. It is a fun day, and it is, you have a chance to walk away with a trophy at the end of the day, and it is just a fun day for everyone. We all laugh and just share memories, and it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Again, we have Chrissy Cardis joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the upcoming 12th annual Sweet and Sticky and Dicky Rib Cook-Off on Saturday, July 10th. So Chrissy, walk us through this. Somebody's listening. They're saying, you know, I can go for ribs. I can go for that great cause. What are they going to see when they come down to Dicky on July 10th?
Well, first, what you're going to see is just a plethora of cooks everywhere. We have 32 cooks signed up already this year, and we are still 10 days away. So that is amazing. We are super excited. When you come down, we will be serving the ribs to the public out of the town hall. It's easier to spread out a little bit more. And we started that last year due to COVID, which, you know, thank goodness life has slightly gotten back to normal. So we will start serving to the public around 5:30 that day. And it is free will donation. They can go through the line. We ask that you kind of maybe team up, since there are 32 ribs to taste. It takes up a lot of space on a plate. So if one person goes on one side and one person goes on the other, you can team up and tackle those 32 ribs and taste. And you get to be a judge. Also, we have a people's choice that you can vote on your favorite rib and have that honorary trophy go to hopefully your favorite cook that day too.
It's just an amazing event. If you've never been before, I highly encourage it. Sweet and Sticky and Dicky coming up on Saturday, July 10th. Again, free will to taste and test all the ribs and vote on those as well. And Chrissy, again, we always have to remember, whether it's the entry fee, whether it's the fun and the games and everything, or it's taste testing, all of that, again, going to Hospice of the Red River Valley, right?
Correct. Hospice of the Red River Valley. They have done wonders for us, and this is our little bit to give back. And if you stick around long enough that day, our awards will be presented at 8 p.m. And then local band Exit 262 will be hitting the stage around 8:30. So we have a band back this year also again. So that's wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. Yeah. So there's really something for everybody down there. You can never turn down ribs over the summer. And Sweet and Sticky and Dicky is one you don't want to miss. Chrissy, if people have questions, I know you guys have a great Facebook page where they can go and learn more and even see some of the fun you guys have every year, right?
Yes, definitely. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet and Sticky and Dicky Rib Cook-Off. You can also contact me. My cell phone number is 701-361-8000. 8124. And if you are interested in cooking, we will still accept cooks. It is a $40 registration fee. And we furnish the ribs. We furnish the serving trays. All you need to provide is your utensils, your grilling, your spices, your seasonings, and a smile. That's all we ask.
Awesome. And something else too, Chrissy, I got to throw this out there. If you, again, you haven't been there, what's great is everybody is very, very willing to talk about it. They may not give away their grilling secrets, but everybody's willing to talk about, you know, their process and what they do, because everybody cooks ribs differently down there.
Oh my goodness. Yes, they do. Yes. You may have someone that cooks them an hour before and just gets them done super fast. Or you might have someone that starts at 8 a.m. in the morning and cooks them low and slow all day long. And like I said, I think this year we might even see some deep fat fryers.
Oh,
so
gosh.
There could be some interesting flavors this year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully everybody else is as well. Again, Sweet and Sticky and Dicky in Dicky, North Dakota, Saturday, July 10th. Chrissy, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you so much, Warren.